Better Leaders, Better Schools, episode number 24.
Welcome to the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast, where school leaders go to find inspiration and learn world-class strategies from top influencers in education. Better Leaders, Better Schools was created by Daniel Bauer.
On some level, I'm a pretty driven and successful person on my own. What I've learned through masterminds is when I share, this is my goal for next week, and I know that I'm gonna be sharing my progress to those people the following week, that gives a sense of urgency that I accomplish, that I do what I say. That is so important, right? That you just don't say you're gonna do things, but you follow through and actually complete them. And again, you meet at the same time, same day, and you know that you're gonna be held accountable by your brothers and sisters in the group. That's really the power of a mastermind. Hey, this is Daniel Bauer from Better Leaders, Better Schools. I help school leaders create a winning culture, focus on the essential, and lead with courage and integrity. The blog and podcast was made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Get more content and resources at betterleadersbetterschools.com. Better Leaders, are you looking to upgrade your leadership potential? I have another free gift for you. This one is a PDF, which I call 15 questions guaranteed to unlock your leadership potential. Unlock your leadership potential now for free by texting unlock now. That's all one word, no spaces, to 33444. Text unlock now to 33444 for your free gift. 15 questions guaranteed to unlock your leadership potential. Better leaders, I need your help. I invest time, creativity, and money to bring you the blog and podcast whose sole purpose is to develop your leadership capacity. I'm asking you to take a more active role in the show. Will you become a sponsor and help me cover the cost of creating, producing, and hosting the blog and podcast? In the show notes, there is a link where it asks you to become a patron of the show. I'm asking you to donate anywhere between $1 to $5 a month to help offset the cost of creating, producing, and publishing Better Leaders, Better Schools. At $10 a month, I'll send you one of my favorite leadership books every 60 days. If you have gotten any type of value from this show and would like to invest in Better Leaders, Better Schools, then please click the Patreon link. If you can't financially support the show at this time, then please consider leaving a rating and review, which helps the podcast reach more listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by Reclaiming the Classroom, a new book by Trenton Goebel. He argues that effective learning happens because of the relationship built between a teacher and a student, not due to government mandates and high-stakes testing. That's a fresh perspective, and I tell you, you need to check out this new book at reclaimingtheclassroom.com. And now it's time for some five-star reviews. John H. Maddox writes, I was very intrigued. My father was a principal, and I am heavily involved in education also. This is a great podcast, not just for educators, but also for people looking to improve their leadership skills. Well, today's episode is brought to you by Daniel and Ibe. We are connecting on tips 16 through 18 of the 200 tips for effective school leaders. These tips have to do with networking, joining a mastermind, and conferences. And if you want to check out the blog post, 200 Tips for Effective School Leaders, you can go to the website and in the search bar type in 200 Tips, or you can just from this podcast, hit the podcast start and there's a link to the post. And now for the show.
We're approaching the end of January. And so it's been roughly three weeks since we recorded our New Year's Day episode. And I just been wondering from all of our listeners, how you've been able to integrate the New Year's challenge we gave you into your daily lives. And we would love to hear stories of how you're dreaming big and taking concrete steps to make that vision a reality. Let us know, and we'll be definitely excited to share it on our show, because we're a community where our focus is encouraging each other to grow and becoming better leaders in all areas of our lives. Dan, would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody wants to just even shoot me an email, Daniel at betterleadersbetterschools.com, tell me what your 6x6 goals were and how the progress is going. You know, I'd be more than happy to incorporate that into some type of blog post. We could feature you on the website for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, today we're getting back into the legendary 200 tip list for being a better leader. And we're going to be talking about tips 16 through 18, networking, joining a mastermind, and going to conferences. And what I really like about today's session or today's podcast is it's really cool how these tips are very interconnected. And they're really centered on meeting other motivated people who challenge and support you and can help you progress in your career. So without further ado, let's go ahead and dive into the first tip, which is networking. So for some, just the word networking, Daniel, makes people squirm in their seats.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel, why is networking so important?
Just it's about expanding who you know. And they always say, right, two minds are better than one. Well, imagine 3, 4, 5, you just 10x it or whatever. Like the more people you get around, the more diversity you have in terms of ideas, you're just going to make smarter decisions. And when you are isolated and you're thinking about, you know, good ideas by yourself, don't have a sounding board, you're obviously probably going to roll with some really poor ideas. And then if you expand that network, you know, they can give you just really great advice. One of the best things for me expanding the network has been launching this podcast, the website, doing masterminds, which we'll get into. But all of a sudden, you know, my personal network has grown so quickly and, you know, exponentially in terms of number. My life has been the best ever because of that. It's been so enriched.
That's awesome. And in the tip, you actually write, look for people that are 5 to 10 years older doing what you want to do in the future. And I when I read that, then one of the things, the first questions that came to mind for me is, but where do I find those people? Like if I was a listener, like that's a question I would have. Where do I find those people doing those amazing things that I want to do in the future?
Yeah, I would start with where you're at. You know, for us, we're hopefully going to have him on the podcast, but you know Rob Campbell at our church.
Yeah.
He's an older guy that serves just with, you know, great passion, high integrity. He's a great leader. And I'm just lucky to have a little bit of a relationship with him, connect with him on a regular basis. But start where you're at. And so for me, I looked in my church community and there's guys that are older. And he's in HR. It's not that I want to be in HR, but he lives a very intentional life. He has a very impactful life. So that's somebody I want to spend time with. Another thing too, being a married man, you know, and I don't know if that's how we connected on some level too, because I'm a little bit older. We've been married 8 years. You guys have been married about a year now. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, you know, I've learned some things. I could pass that on to you and Jazz. And for me, like Rob has been with Tammy for a long time. And so I can learn a lot, you know, not even just personally, professionally, but relationally, spiritually, from a guy that's just been on earth longer and I respect, and it's really cool to learn from him. So this first, look locally, but then also start to expand. So that's why the importance of growing your network. There might be some people there. If I think of big people in the education field, there's an interview coming out with Ken Williams. He's an education consultant. I don't know if I'd be interested in doing that or not, but he's doing some really great work and he's making an impact in schools. And so I'd like to get to know him more. Right after this interview, I'm interviewing Mark French. He's a great principal. And I'm connected to him through this Twitter thing, Lead Up Chat. We're all a part of that tribe. And he said, not to make fun of him, but I think he started in education in 1982. I was 4 years old, you know? But he's a principal. He's got a great relationship. And so, again, there's a lot I can learn from Mark. And I'm looking forward to connecting with him. And again, we'll get to the mastermind in a second. But Aaron Walker. And so the way I got connected to Aaron, he was episode 10 or 11 on this podcast. But it was listening to podcasts. He just had a great story, tells great stories. You could tell he's a man of integrity. Again, 30 years in business, 30 years been married to the same woman. I respect that. And he's created and sold like up to 8 businesses, diverse businesses from pawn shops to construction companies. And now he's mentoring men online. So start local and then start your network and then start looking online, things you consume. Maybe there's somebody on Twitter you connect with, Facebook, LinkedIn, podcasts. These are all great places you can find people that are doing what you want to do. And a lot of people are approachable. They want to give back in some form or fashion. And it's just a really awesome opportunity.
Yeah, Daniel, one of the things you said was really interesting that kind of caught my attention is you were really emphasizing people's story. So if you find someone's story that's interesting or you really gravitate to what a person is sharing about or what they've accomplished.
Sure.
And less about worrying about trying to align your future goals with someone who's doing what you envision to be doing in the future. And can you talk a little bit about that? I think sometimes we get a little bit overwhelmed with, well, I'm not really sure what I want to do in the future, and I got to find someone who's doing exactly what I want to do, and then you kind of can't get out of first gear.
Yeah, so I think first would be give yourself permission to not necessarily have all the answers or know you want to be in 10 years, 20 years, or whatever. And, you know, I'm big on planning and setting some goals. But, you know, if I went back to my first year teaching, I thought I wanted to be a professor and to develop in pre-service teachers, right? Student teachers, people that want to join the education field. Then, you know, I thought administration. So that's what I'm currently doing. The next logical step is principal. You could potentially do, you know, superintendency and that sort of thing at a central office level. Now I'm at a point where I might be pivoting again. And what I've realized about myself is that, you know, at the end of the day, teaching or this podcast or whatever, it's about developing people. It's about developing relationships and really just trying to maximize your short time on this earth. I'm going to steal this from Aaron, but, you know, he talks about not only living a life of success, but one of significance, and those are different. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that was great. That was great. And to kind of piggyback on that, you know, one of the things that when I think about networking from my experience, especially in the science world, is it's also about identifying mentors. Right. And I really think you can create some unique relationships through networking. So, for example, in my PhD lab, the boss of my lab, so in science we call them the principal investigator. I don't know if we're like assistant investigators. I don't know. But anyway, that's the lingo we use in science. He was my thesis advisor. And we forged a really close relationship. And he was a father figure to me.
Awesome.
But at the same point, I wanted to be able to get another pair of eyes for someone who wasn't as emotionally attached to me and the projects I was involved on. Because I thought that they could give a little bit of a different feedback and perspective. And I've been able to obtain that from another professor at a different institution, and it's really enhanced my professional development. So I think networking encompasses all of what we've talked about from the connection at the story level to be able to getting that critical feedback that helps you move up the level, up the rank.
Yeah, and if we could just pause there for a second. So it definitely makes sense to connect with people in your same field, doing what you think you're going to be doing, but within those conversations too, they might help you start a new path that you didn't realize that you would go on, or like with me and Rob, or me and Aaron, they're not in education, neither of them, but they're both guys I respect. So just keeping your eyes open, I encourage the listeners and just people that you find yourself drawn to, you like what they are sharing. Then just see if you could develop that relationship and start asking questions and see where it goes.
Awesome. I completely agree. So now we're moving towards the next tip, joining a mastermind. At this point, take a sip of water, stretch out a little bit. You know, this has been some really good content so far. And now let's jump back in it. So we talked several months ago in a previous podcast, Daniel, about being part of a tribe. And a tribe is a group of like-minded people that are connected together by an interest in a new product, service, message, or even passion. So, Daniel, to make it clear, how is a mastermind similar or different to a tribe? We talk about mastermind a lot. I really want to make it concrete for our listeners.
You know, I first got introduced to tribes from the book Seth Godin, Tribes. And the tagline today is, we need you to lead us. And I think that part of what differentiates tribes from masterminds is that tribes do need a leader, okay? And to me, it's very clearly defined of who that is. They probably have some sort of collective interest, whether that's for us, like education and leadership, or maybe it's photography or cute little puppies. You know, you share that interest, but there's a definite like thought leader that develops the rest of the people, or it's almost like a top-down relationship is the way I see it. But people get a lot of value because they're learning from that leader. They want to be connected to him or her. In my definition, that's at least how a tribe works. Mastermind's different. Now, in a mastermind, I feel like everybody's a leader of it. Now, there's probably somebody who has a role of a facilitator who has to keep the mastermind going. But masterminds are a group of people, and I've heard it sometimes defined, it's a group of smart people going places. But like a tribe, they have a similar interest. And they are more intentional than a tribe. You could be a part of a tribe. I'm a part of the Lead Up Chat tribe. And we chat every day. But it's really up to me if I pop in or pop out and participate in the discussions, the Twitter chats, all that stuff. With a mastermind, now some are free. And that's fine. If you could find one that's free and people want to get together, cool, go for it. Many are, it's a paid for service. A lot of times that's because someone has experience in running them or has years of experience. Like for me, example, 15 years in education. Another reason that they're a lot of times paid for is because when you put your money that you earn through your job into something, you're saying financially that I'm investing in it, right? And it should have some sense of worth to you. Masterminds, like the ones that I participate in, it's a very specific day that you meet, same time. So there's consistency there. And again, you've invested your money. Now you're investing your time. And some of the best advice I've ever gotten was you give to give. My friend Kurt Stowers taught me that. And it's not about a give and get relationship, not a tit for tat. It's give and then give more. And the more you invest of yourself too. So now you've got the time, you've got your money, you've got your ideas, the more you're going to get out of it, right? And so to me, that's how the mastermind and the tribe is a little bit different. Also different in scope and size. A tribe could be 10 people, could be 1,000. A mastermind most likely is never going to be bigger than 10. That's about the size you want so that everybody... I'll go into the format real quick, but typically people will check in, you know, how you're doing, how was the last week, where you at emotionally right now, what kind of goals you have coming up. And then if you shared goals the previous week, you're going to check in, you know, where you talk about your progress. And a key feature of masterminds that are so powerful is just the accountability, right? So you and I, and maybe this is a good segue, we have our 6x6 lists. And I was looking at mine preparing for this podcast. For my professional one, I talked about the intervention assistance team, observations, both formal, informal, connecting with students, communication, reading 2 leadership books. I'm pretty good there. Personal, working out 3 to 4 times a week. I've been like 1 to 2 times a week. So I'm not close. I've been intentional with my wife. I have been cleaning at home. Social media, been rocking that. I haven't written any blog posts, but I've been killing it with recording and editing podcasts. So on some level, I'm a pretty driven and successful person on my own. What I've learned through masterminds is when I share, this is my goal for next week, and I know that I'm going to be sharing my progress to those people the following week, that gives a sense of urgency that I accomplished, that I do what I say. That is so important, right? You just don't say you're going to do things, but you follow through and actually complete them. And again, you meet at the same time, same day, and you know that you're going to be held accountable by your brothers and sisters in the group. That's really the power of a mastermind.
That's awesome. And Daniel, are you currently part of a mastermind right now? And if so, how's your experience been?
It's just, yes, I am. I've been in 2. So one I was in through something called Podcaster's Paradise. And I've been getting a lot of compliments on the podcast, which really means so much to me. And I know it does to you too, Ibe. Yep. But people have said very positive things. And one of the reasons why is I invested, it cost me $1,200, to be honest. And I'm in a group called Podcasters Paradise. There's a lot of training videos, how-tos, And so that accelerated my knowledge. But the other thing that really accelerated it was a smaller mastermind I was a part of there, which was a part of my financial investment. And I would meet with two guys, Mike and Mike, which is kind of funny. we were meeting Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. and we would just talk podcasting, and we would share our goals for the podcast, and then we would hold each other accountable. But just being able to share where I wanted to go, Better Leaders, Better Schools, with two guys that weren't involved in it, really pushed me to make my show better. I got so much advice that I never would have found on my own, right? Think about this. And this is just two other guys. Think about if I had nine other guys and girls with me. They gave me so much feedback that even if I spent every free moment I had outside of my job to research podcasting, I couldn't accomplish what those two could do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so you're just exponentially maximizing and accelerating your growth in meeting your goals just because you're around other people that, and again, they could give you objective feedback, true feedback. We have a great relationship, and I think we could be pretty open and honest with each other. But sometimes in relationships, there's that navigation of, on some level, I'm wearing this mask, and I want you to think I have it all together. Or if I see you doing something crazy, it takes a lot on my part to challenge you, right?
Yeah.
Is it worth it or not? Or how comfortable am I? How much have I developed my crucial conversation skill set? But when you're in a mastermind, these folks only have your best interests at heart. They could be completely objective. They don't get anything out of it. There's no reason not to share the truth. And so I think that's really a huge reason why they're so powerful.
That's awesome. And kind of taking it one step further, how do you see a mastermind playing an important role in developing leaders in education?
Well, yeah, and let me take a step back. I forgot to say, so I was in the podcasting one. Now I'm in one just for men specifically. I work with a guy named Aaron Walker. You could check him out, viewfromthetop.com. And that one is a $350 a month investment. So I just want to give people an idea of the financial investment you make. But gosh, I would gladly give that money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I already do. It is so powerful to me what I've learned in that group. And I am forming great relationships with other guys too. What was the question? Because I went to what I wanted to talk about and not answer what you wanted to talk about.
Take off that mask, Daniel.
Okay. No, it's not a mask. I need to take off my ears. Clean them out.
The question was, how do you see mastermind in general playing an important role
in education?
So,
if I'm honest with other educators listening to this podcast, I feel like many times we are so far behind, right? And like Aaron, he's been doing masterminds for 30 years. And I don't know that anybody's doing it in the education space. I'm going to. And I think it's just going to really revitalize leadership in schools and, again, accelerate the leadership development of people that choose to participate. But in education specifically, think about coming together with nine other administrators with various experiences and just being able to weekly share what it's like to lead in your building. And since you're not connected by school district, probably geographical location or whatever, these folks, again, could be completely objective and honest with you. You can tell the stories, the things that are really frustrating you about maybe the staff, the community, the students, or whatever. It's just a place where you can be completely transparent and be in a safe place for that, in a loving environment, in a place where you're going to get great feedback. You're going to have hard questions asked. And at the end of the day, it's going to make you a better leader. So I'm excited to bring that into schools. So think about, listener, think about whatever area you're really stuck in your school. Things are stagnant, and it's just really driving you nuts. Imagine being a part of a highly energized group with nine other super smart administrators, and you could bounce those ideas off each other. I mean, that's exciting to me, and that's what I want to do at Better Leaders, Better Schools.
Yeah, that's really dope. Do they have a mastermind for future doctors out here or what?
No, but I mean, honestly, Ivy, I want to offline talk to you more about what I'm doing with Aaron because I think you would like that a lot.
Okay, cool. And this
or
is
you
my
can start it for doctors, bro. Why not?
What? I can start one. Hey, man, you got the wheels turning when you were talking. I was like, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like in grad school, there were so many times I was so frustrated. I didn't really know who to talk to. And like to be able to talk to like another scientist and like and have and get feedback and have that person really challenge you to think to go beyond. And it just would have to me, it would have really changed kind of how I view grad school. We oftentimes view grad school as like you kind of are trying to navigate this really tough environment and the beauty is in the process of like feeling like you have no direction and not knowing what's going on. And I don't know, I kind of disagree with that a little bit, but I think that it would be interesting to see how a mastermind is applied to that context.
Yeah. So. And the most interesting thing I found too is one of the reasons Better Leaders, Better Schools was started because a pain point of mine was wanting to get together, talk deeply, honestly, vulnerably about leadership, specifically here in Chicago. And it was really hard to get people together to do that just once in a quarter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Twice a year.
Yeah.
But I want to do this weekly. And that's why we have the podcast. This is free and people find it valuable. And, you know, I think it challenges folks' thinking. But let's take it another step. I want to work with school leaders. Let's get together every single week for an hour online through Skype, or maybe I'll invest in something called a Zoom. But it's an online platform. And that's the irony, right? There's people around us. I'm in the third largest city in the nation, and you can feel alone, or hard to connect.
Oh, yeah.
But if I get, you know, 9 other people just fired up that want to talk about this, let's do that. We'll set up the time. All we have to do is flip on our computer. We'll be connected. And that's the beauty of technology is that you could so quickly too find other like-minded individuals that share that passion and really accelerate your life forward.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think the last thing to kind of say that just popped in my head is I just think about how if I'm trying to learn something or learn some type of concept and I pull up Google, I'm going to lose like 2 hours at least of time trying to be able to figure out that answer, trying to be able to explore. And I'm not guaranteed to get the answer that I'm looking for because it might be very complicated or not really the most straightforward. And I think that's one of the big allures of a mastermind where it's very focused. It's kind of, you know, you're really valuing your time and you're making it efficient use of that time.
Yeah. I've already become a better husband in just my short time in a mastermind. You know, we share how our relationships and those sort of things are. And then we came up with a challenge. Again, it's a men's group. But we said Fridays we're going to do something special and unexpected for our wives, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I like cleaning the kitchen. I'll do the dishes. I'll wipe down the counters, that sort of thing. I feel more at peace when the kitchen is clean. I don't know what's funny about that, but I love that you're laughing. And I love your laugh. What I hate cleaning, though, Ivy, and it's not even necessarily that I hate it, but it just seems always dirty, so why invest too much time in cleaning it, is the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
I never clean it, dude. Like, eight years we've been married in this June, and I can count, unfortunately, on my two hands how many times I cleaned the bathroom. Erica's been stuck there for years. So my Friday surprise for my wife was Saturday. I didn't get to it Friday. I got a new tattoo and I was out late. So Saturday, I woke up super early before lead up chat at 8:30 in the morning and I cleaned the bathroom. And Erica gets up. She's wiping the sleep from her eyes. And she goes to the bathroom and she notices it's clean. And she goes, "You cleaned it?" And she pretends to pass out. Oh, man. But, you know, that was awesome. And I don't think I would ever have done that unless I was being honest and vulnerable talking about relationships with that group of men. So that's a personal example. But, you know, you could extrapolate that out to your professional life, too.
Definitely.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the book Reclaiming the Classroom by Trenton Goble. Have you ever looked around and wondered, how do we get to this crazy position that education currently finds itself? Well, the book Reclaiming the Classroom provides a roadmap for teachers to get back to a position of power and respect. It offers administrators advice on how to support and encourage their efforts. Listen, teachers are the single greatest source of innovation in the classroom, and real change can only happen through teacher-led initiatives. This book, Reclaiming the Classroom, offers a path for teachers to regain this position as the nation's experts on student learning and success. Pick up the book today at reclaimingtheclassroom.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Education Podcast Network. The Education Podcast Network, podcasts for educators, podcasts by educators. For more great education podcasts, visit edupodcastnetwork.com. That's edupodcastnetwork.com. And now, back to our show.
Man, this has been really good so far. And now we're in the home stretch.
Home stretch, baby.
We're pulling it all together. So the last thing we're going to be talking about is going to conferences.
Yes.
And again, well, the word conference can create anxiety and tax on people for people, but let's break it down here. Let's talk about how it's really beneficial. Because I know when I think of conferences, sometimes I think of the hassle, the traveling, the hotels, trying to keep track of all the receipts for reimbursements, and I just end up putting it off, and then just maybe ending up not going at all, and missing out on a great opportunity. So Daniel, what would I be missing out in not going to conferences?
You're missing out on learning. You know, you're missing out on having your hand on the pulse of wherever your profession, your industry is going. You're missing out on building great relationships with other leaders. And once people do join the Better Leaders masterminds, you're going to miss out meeting folks face-to-face, too, that are going to be there. You're also closing the door potentially on job opportunities when you go to these conferences and you network. You just never know what's going to happen. So you miss out on quite a lot. If you're a content creator like me as well, conferences are a great thing to do. And then you could, what I call ILT, actually I stole that from Ray Higdon. He taught me ILT, which is invest, learn, and teach. So if I go to a conference that you can't go because of time or money, I go to the conference, I take great notes, and then I could share them through a blog, a podcast, or whatever. I even sold notes, as you know, to the Global Leadership Summit. Yep. You can see that at the bottom of any blog post, and you could choose your price. You can name it from $1. You could pay $5. You could give me $500. But it's just something there, right? Somebody didn't have the time, but they wanted to get the learning, and that's just something you can offer. So you miss out a lot, but I think the most important thing is that learning and connecting with people.
Awesome. And, you know, one of the things I've learned is that underrated aspect of conferences is validation of your experience.
Hmm.
Like where you realize that you're not alone in how you feel about a particular topic or
sure.
something related to your job. So could you talk about a time where you've experienced that validation at a conference? Like, wow, it's not just me.
Yeah, I think validation and inspiration, you know, and you and I, we've loved connecting through that Global Leadership Summit that I shared about and sell the notes for. But that's just the idea of how one of the things that I've learned and been validated through was just how important honoring your people are. And in an organization, you know, you can be the most inspiring leader ever and paint the picture of where you want the organization to go. You can mobilize the people to go after it, but then over the days, the months, the years of accomplishing the vision, if you're not taking care of your people, you won't accomplish it. And I think that's a frustration of mine that I sometimes see in Chicago public schools. They make it so hard to honor your people. You got to get very creative, and then you got to just actually sacrifice personally, you know, to honor your people. So, for example, I think we talked about this. I'm pretty sure we talked about this on the podcast of giving folks their favorite snack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I told the story of Matt, the PA teacher. He gives me a big hug, and again, huge guy. Never would have guessed that gummy worms is his favorite snack, but that was a personal sacrifice. I gladly paid with my own money to give it to them, but connected it again to Chicago Public Schools. They have a budget crisis, which I get. It's hard, but you know, I don't know a lot of ways to honor teachers, right? Staff member at a school, maybe. You could play with time a little bit and let them leave a little earlier, come in a little late, that's something to explore. But other than that, the first thing I would think about is, well, I'll feed them once a quarter. Every 3 months, we'll just cater a nice lunch and just to say, I respect the work you do and I love you, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? It's completely outlawed in my school district. I can't buy an adult staff member food ever, period.
That's crazy.
And I get it. We're in a budget crisis, but you know what? How about fire 10 people that have a ridiculous job there that really don't do anything and then let me bless my people so that they feel good about the hard work they're doing every single day. And that, you know, I guess I'm going a little bit off on a tangent. I'm a little bit on my soapbox, but I wish I had more freedom and more resources to bless the people that work with me. But it's just not there. And if I think if I could, the overall environment, the atmosphere, it would end up impacting positively student results because people would feel good about themselves and about the place they worked at.
Awesome. That makes a lot of sense. So if there's only one conference to go for leadership development, what would you recommend? I think I know what you're going to say.
Well, yeah, the Global Leadership Summit. I mean, that thing is just rocking. That's the best leadership conference ever. But, you know, it depends on what you're into and educators. Levana Roth is going to be the next episode. So that's, what, 25, I think. I also interviewed Jeff Zowel. And I bring up those two names because here's a conference you should check out. It's in the spring of 2016. I forget the month, but it's What Great Educators Do Differently. So that's a cool one to check out. And you could go to it by the website wgedd.com and learn more about that. So that's a good one for school leaders.
Nice. So last question. So let's say you go to an amazing conference and you learn a ton. You feel so full of information. But now you're home and the honeymoon phase is kind of wore off and you're overwhelmed with all the advice and information you got from the conference. How do you go about transforming that advice into concrete action and goals?
Yeah, so personally, you can do that ILT. You can invest, learn, teach. And you know that whenever you're teaching something, you know it at a deeper level. So school leaders, right? You go to the conference, you learn, then you have a faculty meeting, a leadership meeting. You can share out to those folks all your key takeaways. If you have a podcast, share it on the podcast, blog. You could write about it. That'd be a very easy way. Or if you join a mastermind, like a better mastermind that I want to offer, you can share your learnings there. Because one of the things that's going to happen at a conference is you now have 20 new ideas that you want to implement. Well, guess what? 20 ideas is probably too many. So having a group of people that are getting to know you well, it's a safe space again, a loving space, an objective space. They can help you identify based on your school and your needs of your organization, what do you really need to go after? And again, they can hold you accountable for accomplishing those goals.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's that time of the episode again where we do the summary. And this has been a really awesome episode where we've talked about networking, joining a mastermind, and going to conferences, and they all really relate. And networking is connecting with people's stories, really drawing, really being inspired by people that are doing amazing work. And that could really kind of set the ball rolling with creating new relationships and finding mentors. But it really expands your sphere of thinking when you explore and engage your network and add to your network. And one of the fruits of that is a mastermind, right? So a mastermind is a group of motivated leaders that are really all about taking your sphere of influence to the next level and whatever you're passionate about doing. And from learning from Daniel, it makes sense that there is a financial cost because I'm a strong believer in what you spend your money in reflects your values, what's important to you. And I think that by doing that, it reflects how committed you are to the goals that you're going to set forth in that group. And it's really awesome because it can provide you with a platform to be efficient and to dream big and to really make strides in your goals that you never thought possible. So mastermind sounds amazing. And then finally, putting it all together, going to conferences is really important. And because it gives you feedback, it allows you to be inspired and also to be able to relate your experiences. It, you know, potentially could put a face to a name from a mastermind group potentially. But it really can give you the momentum and the energy to come back and transform your school. And so we really hope this episode has got you thinking about expanding your network and really taking the steps to continue implementing your dream goal for 2016. So Daniel, what's our call to action for this episode?
Yeah, the call to action for today's episode is to text the word Better Mastermind. That's two words, but text it all as one word to 33444. That's Better Mastermind to 33444. And that will add you to my email list. You'll get an email back explaining what masterminds are. And I would just be honored if we could start that conversation, see if you're the right fit, type of high quality person I'm looking to add. And I'm trying to start two. So I want 20 people. I might go up to 40 potentially and do four groups, but no more. So space is very limited. And there's a lot of listeners out there, a lot of readers of the blog. So I want the 40 best that want to make that type of investment in themselves to accelerate their own personal professional development. And let's see if this would be right for you. So text the word Better Mastermind, all one word, to 33444. Better Mastermind to 33444. You could also always email me, Daniel, at betterleadersbetterschools.com. And Ivy, before we go to, I just want to honor you, man. Listeners, you know, it was so cool to wake up this morning and Ivy had texted me through Evernote. We were collaborating on the show notes. And I just knew I wanted to work with you because I think a lot about you. You're an awesome guy. Love you a lot. And I didn't know how this would work out and that sort of thing. And so, you know, I'm like, man, I hope Ivy's decent at this because I want to bring a good show to people. And, you know, we've definitely grown working together because our first one or two podcasts together was absolutely awful. You did the most valuable podcast ever recorded quietly. Is that how to phrase it? So, you know, we worked out some of the technical aspects of it, but you do invest in this and you do prepare very well. And I really appreciate that about you. I just want to publicly honor you in that way.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So Better Leaders, thank you so much for investing in yourself today by listening to the podcast. Remember that life's 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. Go out there today and be a better leader. I think I'm going to start having you read this, Ivy. Today's podcast is brought to you by Daniel and Ivy. Be better starting today by heading over to betterleadersbetterschools.com and type, I don't know, mastermind into the search bar. And the show notes page will pop up where you'll get the highlights of today's episode, links to all the resources, and the best way to connect. On most mobile phones, you could tap the cover art. Show notes page will magically appear. So, Ivy, thanks again for sharing your leadership insights, preparing so well for this show, and helping the better leaders be better.
Thank you.
Hey, Better Leaders, thank you for joining us on the Better Leaders, Better Schools podcast. Visit us at betterleadersbetterschools.com, a blog and podcast made specifically for you to help you meet your leadership potential. Do you want to be awesome? I know you do. Please leave a 5-star rating and review for us. Click the podcast artwork and long press the Show Some Love link. That'll bring up a page where you can leave a review. This helps the show stay relevant in iTunes and reach a wider audience that wants to become a better leader. If you'd like to connect with me, and I would love to connect with you, there are also links in the show notes. The blog and podcast has an audience in over 100 countries. Connect with me via email, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or the website betterleadersbetterschools.com.